10 minutes past 6, and we're going to get right into it. Of course, as you just heard there, we're focusing on elections. Mitchell's Plain, one of the biggest areas here in the Western Cape, or at least in Cape Town, highly populous and extremely important to the outcome of electoral votes. We're going to be speaking to Marshall Nelson. Marshall Nelson is Mitchell's Plains Integrated Development Forum member, as well as founder of the Youth Media Movement. We would love to put a spotlight on this. I know that Lester has done that very well in his show, and so I'm very excited to welcome Marshall to hear what his offering is for the city with 6 days to go. Marshall Nelson, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning to the Feelway and to the family of Cape Talk. Thanks a lot for this opportunity this morning.
I like that description, the family. Let's talk about family. Cape Town is a family, and sometimes it's a family somewhat divided. One of our concerns, of course, is often Mitchell's Plain and other places in the flats. And we always speak about the crime, gang violence and gang violence, drug-fueled crime that happens to happen on the plain. I'd be keen to hear from you what your offering is to help us quell some of that, as well as maybe some of the other issues that we may not be aware of.
Thanks for that. I think firstly is our politicians really of today, the newly up and coming politicians, even the politicians of before, I think they need to go for a workshop where they need to recheck at certain elements of what is the real needs of the community. We're all running around with the soup kitchen mentalities, and I think as we move into fourth industrial revolution, our politicians are out of touch. And I think that is what we really need, is politicians who understand how the country, how the world is moving and how technology is taking shape and where do we fit into it. I think our politicians are missing all of that as we move along, because everyone is promising us the same old story, telling us the same old things.
Okay, what's the new story then, Marshall?
The new story is we are moving into a 4R digital world. We are changing from analog to digital. How is our community forming part of these things? The World Economic Forum is talking about how life is changing and how it will impact on us. Where are we fitting into it? None of these politicians are speaking that language. We are moving to, as we talk, things are changing to drones, things are changing to coding, things are just changing. AI, where do we fit into it?
Okay.
So that is the language we need to start talking.
All right. So you're about leaping kind of unabashedly into the future. What do we do about those who are not even up to date with the present? You know, we don't want to leave anybody behind. We've got a huge grouping of not just citizens. Last week we heard from SAIGA that 62% of councillors can't use computers. How do we move forward in terms of AI when we can't even turn on the screen?
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. You know, if you look at the previous and the up-and-coming, they really need a what they call a technology check, because it's like buying a car, you don't have a license, you just buy the car for the sake of having a car. So we're really having these councillors coming for the 50,000 rand packages. They are actually not there to serve the community. Most of them coming are seeing an employment opportunity. And that, for me, is of a great concern, because our people are suffering. You're having people that coming in because they can make use of voters, because they know these voters and they know the voters' cry and the voters' needs. Everyone don't want to vote for the ANC, so they're coming with an alternative to say, vote for me. Or people don't want to vote for the DA, and they say, if you vote for me, we can do this for you. But firstly, you're not even yourself up to date or educated. That is the kind of problems that we are facing in communities as we move along.
Okay. Let's get back to, you know, the very critical basics that face the Mitchell's Plain area, which is the crime, the drug and gang fueled sort of disturbances. Do you have a plan for that?
I think if we take technology much more serious, I've written to our Minister of Police to say, and I've spoken to our police, yeah, you've got Marshall in the heart of Mitchell's Plain, not just Marshall, we've got other people, we have our drones that we can bring to the forefront. I'm one of those people that applied for an operating certificate, so I'm actually able to help our police where they need help, especially from a drone perspective. So we have the license. So it's not that we don't have the license to assist the police and if they help them with the crime combating. So that already is saying that Mitchell's Plain has the talent. How do we use the talent to assist with decreasing the crime? That is the kind of problem that we are facing. You know, we have these leaders, but they can't assist us to help reducing these kinds of things.
One of our biggest issues that we face whenever we speak to the city is their frustration with the fact that they don't have control over policing. SAPS is in charge. It's a national competency. We have a couple of LEAP officers. Do you think we have enough on the local front to actually address the concerns that are faced on Mitchell's Plain?
Sorry to say, and I must say to our Minister Pekisele, please go back to the drawing board. In Mitchell's Plain, you can't have one officer serving 100 people. It will never work. 100 cases for one officer will never work. How will we ever reduce crime if one officer must handle 100 cases? If you look at Mitchell's Plain, not just Mitchell's Plain, all the other areas, we have too little supporting staff. And that is why our crime will rise and rise because of the supporting staff. How can you have one officer to service 100 cases? It will never work. It's like telling me a doctor must see 50 patients, but the doctor only has capacity to serve 5. That kind of needs.
I think that's fair. Marshall, you're the chairperson of the Integrated Development Forum. How many members do you have at this particular time?
When we started with the 137 organizations that was actually saying that we had enough. This was about 2-3 years ago. And people just decided, look, how best do we move forward? Because we had so many structures, and all of these structures, you know, some of them just start for the reason of their own egos and serving their own needs. If you look at when they started structures to build the Promenade Mall, what does Mitchell's Plain own of the Promenade? We own nothing. So when these structures were started, they were started for the economic empowerment of Mitchell's Plain. When the economic empowerment was given to a group of people to say, okay, lead us, they sold the Promenade to the best buyer. That is the kind of situations that we face, not just in Mitchell's Plain, but around all of these communities.
Understandably so. Marshall Nelson, I wish you the best in this election. Chairperson of the Mitchell's Plain Integrated Development Forum and founder of Youth Media Movement, trying to present a different alternative and a different solution for Mitchell's Plain, a homegrown one rather than outsiders trying to, I suppose, wade their way.